welcome to The Insatiable Appetite. My name is Renee Wheeler. I'm the director of our Compass Eating Occasions database here at the Hartman Group. And joining me today is my colleague Felipe, senior data scientist.
Hi, Renee. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Well, if you all joined us a few weeks ago, you'll know that we recently released our annual Eating Occasions report, A New Landscape of Eating. In our last Occasions podcast, we discussed 5 of the 10 key takeaways from the report, and today we'll be talking about the other 5 takeaways. So if you weren't able to tune in, it's important to be aware of some broad shifts that had taken place. In fact, the landscape of eating appears to have fundamentally changed. And every indication thus far is that we as a society may not be returning to how things were before the pandemic. So while we cannot predict the future, eating and drinking occasions in 2022 appear to be stabilizing at a different equilibrium. So again, if you haven't listened to the other podcast, I suggest you do so just to get a better understanding of all of the interesting shifts we've seen in just the past year. But for now, let's dive into part 2 of our takeaways. So Felipe, first off, can you tell our listeners who might not be familiar about our Eating Occasions database what it's all about?
Yeah, all of our today's content is sourced from the Hartman Group's 2022 Compass Eating Occasions database. So the Hartman Group's Eating Occasions Compass, it's an online survey which we fill 3 times per year in the spring, summer, and fall. It uses a powerful online recall methodology that randomly selects 2 eating occasions or drinking occasions that a consumer participant has had in the past 24 hours. So this unique method allows us to access respondents very close to their eating occasions for optimal recall of information. The database includes daypart, location, social compositions, and need states, as well as items consumed and broadly when and where these items were acquired. The Hartman Group has been building consistently this survey since 2012 and has now captured over 190,000 such adult eating occasions. Respondent sample is nationally representative of the U.S. general population. These respondents recall eating occasions distributed across days of the week, leading to an occasion sample reflecting all U.S. adult occasions. Today we'll be focused on adult eating occasions, but it's also worth noting that we do capture self-reported teen occasions and parent-reported child occasions.
Yes, absolutely. So to begin, let's talk about need states. Now, our first takeaway is that convenience, real ingredients, better flavor, and price remain top consumer needs. And these are what we refer to as baseline consumer considerations because they have consistently been the top 5 needs over the past 4 years, and they are top considerations across all generations. Now, beyond these are where we start to see some differences. So younger generations have come to expect more from their food and beverage occasions, which is evident in their skew towards needs associated with premium qualities. So for example, they're more likely to seek out foods and beverages that are local or seasonal, higher quality, sustainable, more authentic foods and beverages. And they're also more likely to use eating and drinking occasions to engage socially with others.
Also to note, the overall importance of need states, however, did decline from 2021 to 2022. Just to provide some background here, during the height of the pandemic in 2020 and 2021, consumer needs increased out of a generalized focus on food versus other activities like travel, going to the movies, so forth. Consumers were looking to food and beverage occasions as an opportunity to engage and discover, and cooking-related needs were especially prone to this increase. In 2022, needs have declined from 2021 levels, particularly those associated with cooking. Yet all needs are still higher than they were in pre-pandemic, suggesting that a more permanent shift towards greater engagement with food.
Yes, and very important to note, too, that ultimately for brands, retailers, and restaurants, it's important to go beyond those baseline considerations. You know, while those are definitely important, highlight what makes your brand unique and create a more engaging experience for consumers by focusing on those premium-oriented needs, such as local and/or seasonal distinction, an authentic narrative, and genuine environmental and social sustainability efforts that also support healthy lifestyles.
Absolutely. Our second key takeaway is that the importance of consumer needs shift throughout the day. So while some needs such as convenience, having simple rare ingredients are important regardless of day part, others change based on consumers' daily routines. A prime example is health outranking the needs for better flavor in the morning. Yet these priorities flip in the afternoon and in the evenings, which are marked by an emphasis on indulgence.
Yeah. And we also see shifts across the day in specific sub-needs. So for example, while that higher level need of convenience is important across the day, specific needs related to convenience can vary. So for example, we see differences particularly at dinner, where minimal preparation or options that involved just adding fresh meat and vegetables are more important than during other day parts. In fact, people are most concerned with cleanup and the amount of dishes at dinner, but also early in the morning, right? They don't want to have to deal a lot of dishes when rushing out the door in the morning. So having something easy to eat on the go is particularly important first thing in the morning, where having something that you could eat quickly is more important during mid-morning, afternoon, and evening snack times.
Yeah, and as such, gaining deep understanding of how these needs vary across the day, along with the differences in occasion context, sourcing, categories, consumed, and demographics, is important for those in the food and beverage industry. Highlighting how your brand can fulfill these specific needs will likely resonate with consumers. You can find more information about specific needs across the day in our full eating occasions report, which is available for purchase via our website.
Next, let's talk about sourcing. Our third key takeaway today is that same-day sourcing and special trips to the store appear to be leveling off. Now, after consumers limited trips to the store in 2020, obviously due to the pandemic, there was actually a fairly large increase in same-day sourcing and special trips to the store in 2021. Now, this is likely due to this pent-up demand that consumers are feeling, right? They were excited in 2021 just to be able to go back in store more frequently than they had the year prior.
In 2022, however, this appears to be leveling off as these types of trips declined. It's also important to note that the decline in same-day sourcing is also most prominent among Gen X, dropping 14 percentage points from 2021 to 2022, but has remained stable among millennials and Gen Z, who are much more likely than older generations to take last-minute special trips to the store. And prior to the pandemic, we're accustomed to getting what they wanted to eat when they wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much something that we've seen of younger generations, right? They're used to getting food when and where they want it. And the pandemic kind of put a hampering on that for a little bit. So brands and retailers that offer a variety of convenient meal solutions that still invite that engagement and discovery, but are also customizable to the tastes and dietary preferences of adults and children, can appeal to consumers when making those quick last-minute trips to the store for a specific occasion.
Absolutely. So our last two takeaways are about what we're calling price-sensitive occasions. So according to our recent Food Sourcing in America 2022 syndicated study, inflation and high prices surpass contracting COVID as shoppers' primary concern when it comes to procuring food and beverages. So we just decided to look into occasions in which price was an important concern or consideration. So price-sensitive occasions differ from these purchasing decisions, and this is important to keep in mind. In fact, price may be playing a more important role at shelf that is immediately prior to purchasing than at the time of consumption. While in some cases, purchasing happens very close to consumption, for example, paying the restaurant bill at the end of the meal, many times consumption and purchasing are much further apart when you're grabbing a snack from the pantry, which we purchased on a stock-up trip a week prior to eating, which is a situation where price is likely not as top of mind.
Yeah. So important to keep that in mind as we walk through these next two key takeaways that we're talking about consumption and not purchasing decisions. So in 2022, a little over one quarter of all eating occasions were highly focused on price, or what we're calling price sensitive occasions. Now that's similar to 2021 and 2019 levels, but higher than in 2020. As we reported in our COVID-19's impact on eating report from 2020, there was actually a much greater willingness among consumers to spend on food and beverage in 2020 in order to simply get food on the table while avoiding COVID and also dealing with out of stock issues that we saw. Now, in 2021, price return is an important consideration among food and beverage occasions as inflation climbed, and that persisted into 2022.
Which leads us to our fourth key occasion of today, which is the need for convenience is heightened on price-sensitive occasions. So more likely to be among younger, lower income and unemployed consumers, these price sensitive occasions are more likely than total occasions to involve feelings of sadness, distraction, busyness and being tired. When compared to 2021, these occasions are more likely to take place alone and during meals. And unlike total occasions, the need for something quick and easy outranks the desire for simple raw ingredients, for example.
Mm-hmm. Now, while convenience is key on price-sensitive occasions, it is also important to take into consideration consumer attitudes around wellness. So, in fact, two-thirds of price-sensitive occasions are among consumers who say they're knowledgeable about their health and wellness. So focusing on all three attributes of low price, convenience, and positive nutrition will resonate most with consumers on these occasions. Now keep in mind the increased need to appeal to both alone and meal occasions when it comes to serving size and occasion type.
Yeah. And our fifth and final key takeaway of today, it's that sourcing for price-sensitive occasions has shifted from restaurants to food retailers. One of the easiest ways that consumers used to save money due to rising costs is just to cut back on restaurant sourcing. As we noted in the Harmont Food Sourcing in America 2022 study, in 2022, consumers were less likely than in 2021 to turn to restaurant-sourced food when price was an important consideration. Instead, they were sourcing food from retailers and it increased on these occasions.
And when consumers do choose to source from restaurants when price is an important consideration, the nature of these price-sensitive occasions differs from total restaurant-sourced occasions. So specifically, these occasions are more likely to take place at or be sourced from a quick casual restaurant chain, such as Panera, Chipotle, or Panda Express, or cafeterias at either high school or college campuses. So aligning with the desire for convenience, there is more importance placed on using drive-through windows, advanced online ordering, and delivery services.
Also, restaurants may want to consider loyalty programs, special promotions during off hours, but also featuring fresh prepared foods on site and a variety of new exciting dishes that incorporate seasonal and or local ingredients to draw back consumers. Retailers, on the other hand, can focus on cost savings related to food service with particular emphasis on delicious, fresh prepared offerings to keep their increased share of price-sensitive occasions moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, Felipe, I think that is a great place for us to wrap up today's episode. I'll end with some exciting news for our listeners. We are offering a complimentary excerpt of our report, A New Landscape of Eating, that you can download via our website, hartman-group.com. You can also purchase our full 73-page report, which includes a much more in-depth analysis of 2022 eating occasions, a spotlight on these price-sensitive occasions that we just discussed, as well as 8 sets of daypart dashboards in which we provide the size of the daypart, who was present, where it took place, what was consumed, where it was sourced, need states, and demographics. So if you'd like to learn more about this report or the capabilities of our eating occasions database, please reach out to us here at the Hartman Group. We are here to help you navigate any questions and challenges about what all of this means for your business. So thank you so much for joining me today, Felipe, and thank you all for listening. Catch us again on the next episode of The Insatiable Appetite. Thank you.